Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Race your consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Says, have you been eating pineapple wrong your whole life? Someone posted a video of the right way to do it, and you might be surprised.
Eat pineapple? Is there a wrong way to do it?
Apparently.
Come on.
And apparently that's the way we've been doing it for like ever.
Well, I have to admit, I do like a sliced pineapple on the grill, so if I want it that way, I've got to still do it the traditional way.
Mm-hmm. I don't care, man, just as long as it ends up on my pizza.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm. It kind of looks like you're peeling an artichoke. Basically the same principle, but from the inside.
Yeah. Put it in your mouth and chew it. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to do it right.
But you are, like Ted said, you're kind of eating the core.
Yeah.
Which I've never done. Normally I core a pineapple.
Me too.
I'm with you. Well, livability.com posted its annual list of the 100 best places to live.
Like in America or the world?
In America, from what I can see here. I got the top three.
You don't know what the statistics are based on. I guess job opportunities, the lack of crime, affordability.
Actually, probably gonna surprise you guys. Best places to live. At number three, Madison, Wisconsin. Nice place.
Oh, nice.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Well, right. That's been on the list for a number of years.
And Boise, Idaho.
Okay.
Huh. Boise's showing up.
Funny, I would disagree with all three of those.
Yeah.
The second to last...
You hate Smurf Turf.
Smurf Turf. The second to last Blockbuster store on the planet will shut down in Australia later this month, leaving the last one...
In Alaska?
Bend, Oregon.
Bend, Oregon.
It is in Bend, Oregon.
It is in Bend, Oregon. I don't know how it still survives.
I'll tell you how they survive. And I'm not kidding you. Have you ever rented one of those cabins? It's like a cabin, right? And you get in there and the furniture is from like 1965.
Right.
And there's still a working fireplace, which is good. And they have it stacked with fire. But then, like, they have a TV with a VCR, DVD combo player. And that's about it. Because there's no, wherever you are, there's no cable, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you go to the main general store cabin type of area. And they have all of these options of DVDs and VHS that you can take back to the cabins for the night. I'm assuming that a lot of people live on the outskirts there, and for whatever reason, that's how they still roll.
Interesting.
Or you're dead wrong, but who knows?
Yeah, either way.
Bend is a great town, but Bend is not close to anything.
No. We have an update. Remember the man who got stuck in the snow and ate Taco Bell hot sauce to survive?
Yeah.
Taco Bell is now giving him free food for a whole year.
Hey, sweet.
That's amazing.
I'm gonna lie about something to figure out my favorite restaurant.
There you go.
All I survived on was my doggy bag from Cheesecake Factory. Just this Oreo chocolate chip cheesecake.
That's all I did.
I had to eat.
You know how people take Ubers now to the hospital?
Yeah.
Like, what if that's like a thing? You get injured, like drive to a whatever fast food bathroom. I got rescued here, so I'm going to need free nuggets.
Yeah. Give birth inside of their parking lot.
I was walking down the street with a KFC bucket on my head and a crane fell to save my life.
A mom in the UK noticed that a discount store was selling kids' toys next to...
Sex toys. Yep.
Okay.
The name of the store... Oh, Lord. Have you heard the name of this store?
No.
Poundland.
Come on down to Poundland.
I mean, it's all kind of related.
You need dollar store?
It's a pound.
Poundland? Is it a dollar store?
Maybe
pretty
that's
much.
It.
Oh, yeah,
in England,
pound,
in
right?
England, maybe, yeah, of course.
Yeah, Poundland.
Come on down to Poundland.
Dollar sex toys. Oh, no.
That's gently used.
Poundland.
A video of a bird getting sucked down a giant drainage hole at a reservoir in California went viral yesterday.
They didn't call it a drainage hole.
No?
Well, it's actually called Glory Hole.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
It is. So yeah. This particular drainage hole has the name Glory. So when I saw the headline yesterday, it says, Ducky gets sucked in the Glory Hole. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Just what, a mile down
what
the road.
What is happening?
Just a mile up the road from Poundland.
It's like blowing fouls.
According to the guy that filmed that the bird is okay. He made it out on the other side alive.
Are they sure?
That's what he says.
I mean, I would say that if my kids asked, but come
well,
on.
Well, ducks can swim, so they can swim.
Oh, yeah, but he got sucked down a hole.
He just went, shoop. He didn't get sucked down. He just kind of went right into it like, ah.
He can't be the first duck to go down that hole.
No.
I doubt it.
Duck in a hole.
They talk to each other. Dude, you got to do it, man. It's a wild ride.
Come on, man. You want to join our fraternity? Got to go down the Glory Hole.
Oh, he realizes right at the end.
Yeah, ride the duck.
He tries to turn.
It's straight. He's just like, watch him. Like, yeah.
He's coming by, like right here. He's like, oh, turn.
I'm gone.
I'm in the hole.
That's how Land of the Lost started. He's down there now talking to a fuzzy man named Chaka.
Next thing you know, you're going over top of a waterfall.
That's the thing about Land of the Lost,
yeah,
right?
Me.
There's Chaka. And I was, as a kid, I thought it was a great show. And it's like, who's this ape man? Are you hungry? Other dinosaurs? What's your name? Chaka. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's like Groot.
He's got that part down.
A recent study found the average affair costs $444 a month.
No, they're doing it wrong.
It includes $123 for hotels, $162 for dinner and drinks, $54 on gifts, $69 on things like movie tickets, and $36 to cover other various costs.
But you're still having a relationship. Anytime you're in a relationship with someone, it's going to cost money.
Right.
Mike, $36 on other costs. Those are called condoms.
Yeah, I was going to say, $36. Oh.
And a burner phone.
Or not having an affair is a lot cheaper.
And a lamb.
A family near Oakland, California threw a bunch of cash onto a highway this week. Then people kept stopping to pick it up.
Yeah.
Which caused a pretty serious safety issue. Turns out they were driving home from a relative's funeral and did it to honor his memory. It's not clear if they'll face charges or not.
How much cash was it?
I don't know.
500
Ted,
bucks.
I'm working on it.
500 bucks?
500 bucks in 20s and just threw it out the window.
Here you go.
For some form of honor for the, I don't know. What it represents.
Maybe the dude just went to strip clubs all the time.
But as you would imagine,
seriously,
everyone else driving, right, they pull the hell over and are running out there to grab free money.
Give his money to the people.
Yeah, I mean, $20 bill, I'm stopping.
Yes.
How many 20s, Ted? Are you going to grab every?
As many as you can. They said by the time the cops got there, and keep in mind, when you call the cops to say there's some kind of traffic thing going on, it does not take them long to arrive.
Yeah.
By the time all of the money was gone. Like, there's no evidence that this even happened. There was not a single $20 bill left.
You have never seen anything like... I worked at this radio station where the sister radio station was like a mix station.
All right.
And they had a cash cube. And they would fill this thing with like $200 in cash.
I've been in one. They're awesome.
And then the money would blow around. And it's like watching it's like watching someone walk through a spider web for 30 seconds.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but I mean, people just lose their goddamn mind and then come out like, yeah! And they're all ones.
Right, of course.
You know what I mean? And they're like, I got $27!
Dude, if we had one somewhere, I bet you people would be pumped for it.
Oh, yes. Of course. It's money blowing around.
It's free money.
Have you ever heard of a Milk Coke?
Milk Coke?
Oh, I have.
It's milk mixed with Coca-Cola.
It sounds horrible.
Hashtag Milk Coke has been trending online.
Is that kind of like an ice cream float or soda?
You know what? Actually, it probably isn't too far away from a Coke float.
I think it would be because it's milk.
Yeah, but
milk, it does not taste
like... But ice cream has different flavors and different consistencies.
But even if you just say straight up vanilla, right? Vanilla tastes like vanilla. Milk tastes like milk. It might have the same consistency.
It's all dairy, right, Mike?
It's close.
If that's the case, throw a stick of cheddar cheese in there.
There's nothing wrong with a good float. I haven't had a good float in a while.
No, floats are delicious.
Yeah,
they are good. But I don't use milk.
No, but
I'd rather put water in my cereal than milk in my Coke.
Yeah, right? Probably.
I've made that mistake.
I'd rather put water in my freaking cereal than put. I got you a float, kid.
On this year's list of the most stressful jobs in America, number one.
Soldier.
Followed by?
Policeman.
Policeman is number four.
Fireman.
Number two.
EMT?
That's a fireman.
Logger.
No. Pilot is number three. Broadcaster number five.
Oh.
We have a very stressful job, guys.
Yeah. I can tell.
Well, they do now.
My neck is killing me.
If you're
shoulder.
Doing news media, it's crazy. It's like, hey, beat them up. Like, yes, that's stressful.
Least stressful jobs include hairstylist, professor, and massage therapist.
Do not. I repeat, do not tell a hairstylist her job is not stressful.
I'll just glance.
We didn't say it's not dramatic.
No, just, good call. Right, I'm just
there's
saying,
a difference.
If you want to stay alive.
I'm just glad you're not stressed because Big Al's going to roll over now. You know what I'm saying? Oh, looks like Big Al's all excited. Oh, I didn't mean to be that way. But oh, boy, look. Oh, man, you're not stressed, are you?
A woman in Georgia won $10,000 by doing something everyone should, but nobody does.
What's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Leah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, dinosaur.
Hola. Hola. All right, Leah, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
All right, perfect. They're saying it would have been the perfect murder, but then two sisters' secrets about their father's death, well, it unraveled when they became sexually involved with the same man. And I'm looking at a picture of him. I just don't understand how that even happened. But the 63-year-old and 61-year-old sisters, they were arrested for the murder of their 85-year-old father. Now, officials said they initially believed that the guy died from natural causes back in 2015. But Pinellas County Sheriff Bob something or other, he says... The man that both sisters were intimate with notified the police last month that one of the women confessed to the murder. Now, the lover, whose identity was not released, said that the older sister, he met her at a bar back in August, they engaged in a sexual relationship. She later introduced him to her younger sister, whom he also became romantically involved. But it was the younger sister who eventually confided in him that she had plotted with her sister to, as they say, euthanize their father. We call it murder, they call it euthanized. Now, the man started recording the conversations with her on the cell phone when she spilled the beans about what happened back in 2015. She claimed the sisters knew the father might die soon, and he insisted that he not be placed in a living assisted facility. So instead, they plotted to give their father a sleeping pill mixed with alcohol. But the scheme didn't go off without a hitch because the alcohol apparently diluted the pills and it didn't kill him. The women then attempted to suffocate their dad, but when that didn't work, they finally just stuck a rag down his throat. Sisters told police they couldn't wake their father up from sleep. No autopsy was ever ordered because the father was 85 at the time and he had a bad medical history. Anyway, these two women have now been arrested and are facing murder charges. But do you believe that these two women who murdered their own father with the old rag down the throat trick are black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. What did the racial consultants think?
I mean, based on people that have killed their parents that were famous before, I believe their last name was Melendez.
That's correct.
So I'm going Mexi.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's Leo. Weird with this one because, as best you can tell, they weren't doing this so much for money, like the Menendez brothers, right? Or Melendez, whichever it was. And this case, you know, the father's dying, does not want to go to assisted living. I'm not saying they went about it the right way. It seems like they're... Heart may have been in the right place, but their head was not.
Leah, I would say this. Two black sisters are never sharing the same boyfriend. Whenever I think polygamy, whenever I think people getting into relationships where there's more than one person involved in the relationship, it always seems to be white. So based on the acceptance of those two sisters sharing a boyfriend, that's my clue that says that both the two sisters are white.
Okay, and the choices were black, white, Messier, or Jew?
That's correct. Correct.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, let's go white.
Final answer, Leah?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to find out if these two sisters are black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
We head to Florida on Profile This. I know it's a shocker for a lot of you out there. We have two sisters. I guess one started dating a guy.
Yes.
And then the other sister met the same guy in a bar. Or no,
she met him at a bar. And then after they had sex, she's like, hey, you should meet my sister, too. And he said, okay, you should have sex with her, too. And he said, all right.
And one of the two sisters admitted to the guy that the two sisters had killed their dad in 2015.
Yeah.
And he recorded it, turned him in.
Because he realized, I'm dating psychos. But, Leo, we asked you, did you believe that these women were black, white, Mexi, or Jew? And in the end, you went white.
Yes.
Oh, you are correct. There you go. That's right.
Yeah, look at these two. All right. Find a great one. Remember, both a guy was having sex. God damn it, where the hell are these two women?
Hell.
I mean, these are lean times, dude. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
One on the left looks mean.
Well, they're both murders.
Yeah. My left or your left?
Now for all TV news of all time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Time again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
You know, today's kind of a, let's start off on a sad note.
Oh, good.
I'm sure most people have seen this, or read about it. I think all, most people, you like Jeopardy, you like Alex Trebek. Yesterday he put out a, not even a press release. He just put out a video and told people what they, well, he told them what was happening to him, but it's pretty sad stuff.
Hi, everyone. I have some news to share with all of you, and it's in keeping with my longtime policy of being open and transparent with our Jeopardy fan base. Just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working. And with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years. So help me, keep the faith, and we'll win. We'll get it done. Thank you.
Number one, I like that he threw in a joke about his contract.
Yeah.
And number two is like, watch the video. He doesn't even flinch. Like,
but he's like, this is the dude who, 2-3 years ago, chased an armed robber down
naked,
the street.
Naked, down the hallway of a hotel room. I mean,
he's just that guy.
Trebek.
And like, for some reason, like, people have thoughts on like Vanna White and Sajak or other game show hosts. But like, it seems like everybody likes Trebek.
Sure. I mean, he's just that guy. But you know what? I think you like him because no matter what, you know he's smarter than you. But he doesn't seem to rub it in much.
I mean, I think at this point, the only thing that needs to happen, and I don't know how we get this going, is Trebek needs soon to go on SNL, and you need to have Will, or like, whoever
Will Ferrell do a...
Yeah, Will Ferrell.
Whoever Trebek is, like, right. We need to have the real Alex Trebek on SNL with that Trebek skit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know? I agree with that.
Now, with that said, stage 4.
Yeah,
that's bad.
Yeah. I hope he's okay. You know, like anything else, you just kind of assume when someone is famous, when someone has money, you know, that they could find the right treatment facilities, they could find the right doctors, they can find all this. And you know, and that's not true. I mean, like, we talk about it all the time. Like, Barry White needed a kidney. He needed a kidney for a long time. Everybody knew it. He couldn't get a kidney. You know, you think that if you have power, it's like...
When I look at you...
You know, you look at...
Say, man, you got some mighty fine kidneys.
Right. Hey, look what just happened to Luke.
I'm going to lay you down on the bare rug.
I mean, look, I'm Paul...
Cut out your kidneys.
You know what I need from you, baby, and I need it right now. I'm going to slice you up and get that kidney out of there. You know I love that kidney, baby. But,
lay you down on the front of the fireplace.
Take you down. I'm going to get to a couple of locals and some anesthesia.
Cut out them kidneys with a nice pick, baby.
Oh, I'll give you an escapole. Cut.
Baby.
Then you think about Paul Allen, and you think about all these other people who are billionaires, who are millionaires, who should, you would think that if anybody could be saved, it's people that have the monetary ability to be able to fight the stuff, you know? You hope.
Death, I mean, death's real for all of us.
That's exactly right. You can't beat it.
All right, now let's get a funny story. Samuel Jackson, tough dude. I think a lot of people know him for a lot of things. First of all, I enjoy his beer all the time. You know, it's his damn beer, so drink it. But he was on with James Corden, had a pretty... I did not expect this out of Samuel Jackson.
Now, Sam, I was surprised to find out that you, when you were at school, you were a cheerleader.
In college, yeah.
Yeah, when you were a cheerleader in college, I just never saw it coming. How come? What was your routine?
Well, I went to an all-male school and across the street and all-woman school, Spelman, and we got cheerleaders from there. It was one way for me to meet girls.
Yeah.
The other thing was we traveled. So I get to travel with the football and basketball teams to go to other schools.
Right.
To meet girls. So it was all about that.
Yeah, and recognizing a theme. Yeah. Yeah.
And basically, my roommate and I, that was our thought. We were like, okay, so we'll do it. And all we did was yell, hey, gang, hey, gang. And we let the girls do the cheers.
Right.
But there was only one cheer that we would always do together, which was like, we would go like, James, James, he's our man. If he can't do it,
I love that.
It was hilarious. Teachers didn't like it very much. Professors, they were like, you guys have to stop that.
No.
So everybody loved that cheer. That's the one. And you can
brilliant.
You pick different people to do
of
it.
Course.
It was awesome.
Right?
Well, if you can, I mean.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
Also in that interview, he mentioned Corden asked him what people yell at him the most, and it's what's in your wallet.
Really? That's what he's getting
at. Like, I still get a lot of Royals with cheese or whatever, but like he's like, what's in your wallet is like the most. And look, that's the same thing, right? Like Samuel Jackson, I probably wouldn't go up to him, but I'd be like, what's in your wallet?
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that joke before, mother.
We know people who have. It didn't end up well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's my story with Idris Elba. Like, I walked by him, and at the time, he was still on The Wire. But I didn't say anything. I just went, Strigger Bell.
What look did he give me?
He honestly was sitting in a stairwell with his hands on his knees,
uh-huh.
And he was looking down. And he looked up, and he looked back down.
Okay.
That's not bad, though.
No, it wasn't mad.
Because you didn't stop. You didn't bother him. It's just, I'm acknowledging I know who you are. Good work, right?
Yeah, and he was just like a block or two off the set.
Right.
Honestly, it was just a hot day in Baltimore. I think he was just trying to chill in the shade. But I couldn't help myself when I walked by him.
The guy that we knew that messed with Samuel Jackson, he didn't walk by and say, what's in your wallet? He walked up to Samuel Jackson, pulled out his phone, put his arm around Samuel Jackson, and said, let's get a selfie.
Oh,
that makes things remarkably intrusive at that point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to ask
up
somebody.
To a grown-ass, put your arm around him, pull out your phone, let's get a selfie. And Samuel Jackson just, no. So the guy got upset, and Samuel Jackson's like, look, man, you know, I'm an actor. I don't owe you anything, and it'd be nice if you asked. He's like, that's all. Like, don't be rude. And this guy got in a tizzy about it, and in the end, it's like, you're an idiot. You're a goddamn fool. It's a grown-ass man, walks up, puts her arm around a stranger, wants to take a picture. You would not be cool with that. I don't care who you are. Like, that's not okay.
Yeah, personal space.
Yeah, then he's mad. I can't believe Samuel Jackson's mad at me. I can. You're stupid. What do you want him to do?
You got to have some boundaries there. All right, I don't know if you guys are up to date on some NBA drama.
I'm not, but I know it's always there waiting for me. NBA is a soap opera for men, right?
100%, right? And I thoroughly got into it the last couple of years. Now I'm kind of getting tired of it. I think I was talking about this the other day. It started with like Kevin Durant and having like the burner accounts, and then... And look, I like that the NBA players have kind of taken some of the power and just said, "Oh, we'll go to this team or club and make our own teams." Right?
Sure.
Like I respect that. But on the same token, you know, like you're playing a sport, you want to be more popular. Like you need the media as well. But they've gotten very contentious with the media.
Sure.
Blah blah blah.
Everybody does because you know you ask people questions. Can't handle it? Get a different job. Don't be a bitch.
Right. So, right. Like LeBron's kind of barked at him. Kevin Durant was like, I'm tired to answer these questions, right?
Then also, don't do press conference. You can't be stupid all the time.
Well, it's also, they do like, they're literally quick. They're quick. They got to do a few minutes. And also, like, Kevin Durant, you signed 1 year contract, so I think it's natural for them to say, where are you going next year?
Sure.
Do
you think you can't have great rivalries because players don't stay with teams long enough to even establish it. It's like back in the day with the
Bird
Celtics
and Johnson,
and
right?
Lakers or Detroit and whoever they were playing at the time when they were good. Like, the Bulls.
Well, I mean, dude, we just got past 4 of the finals that were exactly the same.
That's a good point. It just seems like they're picking teams like they do the NBA All-Star Game. It just kind of seems like you just go up there and like you're like, I want that
we
guy,
had
that
four
guy,
of the
that
five,
guy, that
but
guy, you know?
It was less about the players than the teams, right? Because like the teams do what they do and they go like, whoever loses, all right, we got to retool.
Yeah.
So there's like a guy and they bring in 4 guys to help him out. So like the teams, you can say, have rivalries. But one of the things I always enjoy about a good rivalry, I don't want to just hate the Patriots. I enjoy hating Tom Brady as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You need, like, that consistent thing other than your
love. I will say this about, in defense of, like, Kevin Durant and DeMarcus Cousins going to Golden Bay. Golden State.
Yes.
You got to keep in mind, though, Golden State, a lot of those guys, they drafted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, some of those players have exploded and are much better than you thought they would be.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, so Kyrie Irving, right? He left Cleveland after he wins a championship with LeBron because he wants to go to Boston and basically run his own team. He's also in full-length feature films. Like, he's Kyrie Irving, right? Like, you want to be the boss of the team, you're going to have to take some heat, too.
Sure.
So, basically, he's been pissed off. He said the other day, you know when the players walk in now and they, like, have everybody takes photos of them because you want to see what they're wearing? And look, I like kicks. I think it's awesome, the NBA guys. They wear a lot of fly stuff. But he was even heard saying, I can't wait till this S is over, so I don't have to do this anymore. So then obviously Charles Barkley was on Get Up, and Charles Barkley had some thoughts on Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving, I don't know him that well. He seems like a good kid, but I've never seen a person so miserable to have so much success, to have the world in the palm of his hand. He's going to make $40, $50 million a year for the next 10, 15 years. He's already won a world championship. He's in movies. But he's got to be one of the most miserable people I've ever seen.
Now, look, I get Jay Williams said, hey, look, money doesn't mean everything. And look, I'm not saying these guys don't have, there's probably guys that suffer depression.
Sure.
You're going through relationship struggles. Like, that stuff sucks. But Kyrie Irving, it's like, dude, you went out and made all these movies and then said, I didn't get into the league for this. It's like, well, no, you made a point of it, right? So I'm kind of like...
You're in a movie playing, by accident?
Well, and Charles Barkley brought up one of the greatest points later in that interview, right? Because, you know, Charles Barkley is a star in the NBA, this and that. But what's one thing people will always say about Charles Barkley? Never won a championship.
Right.
So he starts name-dropping other guys he used to play with in Philly and everything. He's like, they're great. They're remembered as great players. He goes, but everywhere I go, people, there's that caveat that I never won a championship. And he goes, it sucks. He goes, but I kind of learned to deal with it because I know... Nothing's going to change. And when you're the star player, you get all the credit. You get all the heat.
Right. Yep.
You know, so I
but
know.
Also, to say, like, right, they might go through depression and blind relationships. So does everybody. So what? You get zero sympathy from me on that. Are you a grown-ass mother-effing human being? Then guess what? You can have bad times to deal with it.
Yeah,
it's not the media's fault to ask you questions because you put yourself out. If you got a problem with the media, you don't talk to them. Right? Solve your own goddamn problem. My kids won't watch a show they don't like. They flip the channel. So when you figure out things you don't like and you're not obligated to anything, don't worry, then you're not obligated.
If you ever played on a sports team, it's not that hard, right? So there's obligations you have. But watch hockey players do it great. Watch anybody on the Patriots, right?
Just now,
just go back to the team.
At the
stuff.
End of the day, we're already moved. That's all you got to say, and then you're out of there.
Yeah,
right?
Kyrie just annoys me. It's like, dude, you wanted all this. So to come back and say, well, I wish none of this existed. It's like, no.
You accidentally joined the NBA.
You have a whole career outside of the NBA.
Not only that,
like a couple months ago, he was talking about starting his own TV network.
But, I mean, the NBA is still the world's greatest stage as far as the game of basketball, and that's what you do well enough to lead a team. So you have to have those expectations, and that's going to be part of your job when you go into it.
Unless you're stupid, in which case you probably is. There's nothing you can't fix.
Doesn't matter what team it is. You know, if you're the leader of a team, you're probably the reporters want to ask you questions first. Doesn't matter what sport you play in, whatever the deal is, they're going to want to talk to Tom Brady before they want to talk to anybody else. They're going to want to talk to Russell Wilson before they talk to anybody else. If you are recognized as the main force of you know, whether it be basketball, offense, defense, whatever it is, they want to talk to you because they want to know what happened and what is your opinion on what happened.
And you keep giving them sound bites when you want. If you act like a bitch, they report that you're a bitch. That's how it goes, right? This is not difficult stuff, man. I mean, it's pretty basic.
We all remember 15 years ago, Janet Jackson's nipple was exposed.
It was.
on the Super Bowl.
By the man in the woods, JT.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? When he was in sync, they had a song about it. That piece of clothing was gone.
Oh,
thank you, Robin. Apparently, the FCC...
They do boy band jokes on the show. I love it.
Got complaints because people saw Adam Levine of Maroon 5, saw his nipple.
What did you think of his nipple?
I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of people talked about his tattoos. I don't see a shirtless man and go, nipples.
Mm-hmm. I want pepperoni pizza. I did not give any thought to it.
I knew they were playing, so I went outside and got high.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, seriously,
yeah.
Like, hey, man, let's go smoke a bowl.
You know how many complaints the FCC got about Janet Jackson's nipple?
It was like two or
three.
Something.
It was three.
Three.
I want you to keep this in mind. The FCC, when Janet Jackson's nipple popped out, two crazy things. This blew our mind. One, the FCC got a total of three complaints. Well, again, the media ran with it and made it a big thing. The other thing is, when the FCC freaked out about this, because we're so puritanical, they came down on radio.
They did. They fired...
Don't forget about this. We were like, wait a minute. Janet Jackson for years.
They did off radio.
From doing it.
TV, F that up. Talk to those idiots.
They fired a guy who was a morning guy and famous in Tampa for years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that guy probably wouldn't have got fired all by himself eventually.
Oh, he's a fool, sure.
But at that time, the reason that he got let go was because of Justin Timberlake, which makes absolutely no sense.
Like, what did we have to do with that? Jesus Christ, guys.
It was amazing. I mean, look, it still amazes me that Janet Jackson basically got blackballed and then Timberlake just, like...
Walked free.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing was just crazy and insane.
He performed at the goddamn Super Bowl again. No.
Yeah.
They invited him back.
Yeah, but they got just a couple complaints about Mr. Levine's nipple.
See, I thought he looked great. He looked buff, you know what I mean?
He was more buff than I did.
He was all oiled up, the whole deal.
Yeah.
I don't like, you know.
Look, if I were built like him, I'd be shirtless too.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Damn right.
Come on.
Yeah, get to my nipples and my glory.
You know why shirtless guy is shirtless guy? Because he can
most
be
of the time.
Shirtless guy.
Every once in a while, you're like, why is that guy shirtless guy?
Because he's really, really old, and at that point, he just doesn't.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. In Oregon, an ambulance picks up a man who is acting erratically. Then he steals it and he drives away. To Los Angeles, where a beer truck crash spills Modelo over road on a especially negra and sad day. Woman who actually read her policies and agreements wins $10,000 in cash. A man breaks out of quarantine to hit Gold's Gym with an itchy and contagious rash. And a man gets revenge with a booby trap from beyond the grave. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We go to Georgia, where a woman won $10,000 by entering a contest that literally anybody could get in on. While traveling to London with a few close friends, the woman read the fine print on her insurance policy contract, which gave her instructions to send an email to a certain address. And the first one to do so would claim a $10,000 prize, which she did. She literally just read the fine print.
She says she does it all the time.
Right.
She on actually, anything that she gets.
Right. Actually reads the terms and conditions, everything there, top to bottom, because...
She enjoys it.
Right. For one, she enjoys it, and two, now she got $10,000 out of it. I think it says that she's a teacher, and she's done that with her students in tests, and she's actually told some of her students to skip certain questions in the test.
Have you never done that test?
No. All right. If I did, I guess I didn't know.
I'll look it up one day. I took one of those tests in grade school, and it's hilarious.
Yeah? You just keep screwing yourself up?
Well, basically, just the first instruction will be read to the very bottom.
Right.
But then there's a bunch of crazy stuff in there, too. You got to make animal noises or this or that. So the whole place will be going nuts. And there'll be like one kid that actually read it, and they'll just be sitting there.
Oh, yep. That's fun.
Yeah.
Because he actually read all the way through it before he started.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. I dig it. In other news, in Los Angeles, there was a tragedy on a freeway overpass. While attempting to exit off the freeway, a semi-truck towing tons and tons of Modelo beer lost control and overturned on the side of the overpass, spilling the beer all over the road.
That is a damn shame.
No injuries were reported, but a lot of beer was lost to the Angels. I've never tried Modelo, but you know what? I do like a Mexican beer.
Oh, you would like that beer a lot.
And too bad it wasn't Schlitz. Mm-hmm. Like Modelo like, hurts me. Schlitz.
Schlitz.
Do you like an easy drinking dark beer? Like a Leinenkugel's creamy dark.
I had a Guinness one time. It wasn't all that bad. I don't know if that counts.
Didn't Natty Bo used to have a pretty good dark?
They had a great dark, man.
This is kind of, their Negro Modelo is pretty similar.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very drinkable dark beer.
I'm down, man.
Yeah, it's great.
I gotta give that a go.
What's the regular one called?
Special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to be special.
Made with drool.
In Portland, Oregon, a man hijacked an ambulance that was taking him to the hospital after paramedics convinced him to come with him after standing in the street. He was just standing there. They said, you should probably come with us.
Oh, he took the two guys out of the back, got rid of them real quick, and then I actually got the driver out of the front, too. He was that crazy. They're like, we're not messing with this guy.
He somehow took control of the ambulance and kicked out the paramedics before taking the truck on a joyride. I don't know. Miles, you're absolutely right. I don't know how freaking nuts this guy was, but everybody kind of abandoned ship.
Everyone's like, this is not worth our lives to see if this guy was going to do whatever he's going to do.
After causing three other accidents during a chase with police, the truck was stopped after spike strips were used, and he was finally taken to the hospital. It doesn't say whether or not charges are going to be filed. He can probably expect a bill in the mail.
Not only that, but when you say erratic behavior in Portland, Oregon, what it takes to reach the level of erratic behavior downtown in Portland, Oregon, is not the same as any other place on this planet.
That's fair.
It is completely fair.
Like, is it one tick above Florida at that point?
It's five times above normal. I mean, it is just, it would take a lot for anyone to call the cops on anybody in Portland, Oregon.
He's just being himself.
Well, he's just let his freak flag fly.
Yeah. In Wisconsin, a man that had been quarantined with measles found a way to escape lockdown. The man managed to grab a gym bag and hide out in his wife's car to get away from the house. He then used the opportunity to go to Gold's Gym and get a workout in. He said he couldn't stay in the house anymore and that he was going crazy. He and his wife were hit with misdemeanor charges.
Well, man. You went out and don't infect other people from your decision.
I mean, I get it. You're under house arrest and you're going nuts with it. I get it.
That's why they put you under house arrest.
Right. You also need to stay in there, you sick son of a gun.
The gym also has enough things that can already infect you.
Right.
Right.
You need to introduce one more.
Right.
People sweating in there and everything else. It's
how
a natural
is this still
ground.
A thing? I just don't understand.
In Scotland, a man is trying to sell his horse saddle online and he's using a rather peculiar method.
I saw the picture.
The man decided to advertise the use of the saddle by strapping it to his own naked body, complete with bondage gear.
Everything that he sells on his website or on eBay or whatever, he models naked.
So that's a saddle for a human to use in bondage. That can't be.
It's actual horse saddle.
It's an actual.
But was it ever on a horse?
That's the question.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, who knows?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I get it's a horse saddle, but
given the picture that he took, I don't think it was.
It's on him
for
now.
Horse
that's
play.
Right. It's on him now. I mean, in the picture, he's wearing it, so.
Horsing around.
He's obviously got the straps right and everything else.
Oh, my bad. You're right. It's pony play.
He advertised it as selling for a friend and recommended the buyer wash the saddle before use. So
my little pony play.
Oh, no.
That changes everything.
I know.
That's a thing, man. In Texas, a man. In Texas, a man is Holiday Inn's new best friend. The man has gone online and revealed his plans to live his golden years in a Holiday Inn instead of a retirement home.
Say what?
He said he would save roughly $100 a day in the hotel and would come complete with complimentary breakfast and leisure activities.
They clean the towels and the sheets and everything else.
He says some of them have a happy hour. Yeah. Thing. I get up, they treat you like a customer and not like a patient who's dying. He gets to go out to the pool and relax.
With the senior flat rate. Wherever they go and stay at a Holiday Inn, they can move around.
Hell
stay
yeah.
Stay in different places.
That's going to be a trend. Verse. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Oh, boy. We'll see you tomorrow for show 3000. We'll have probably just an unbelievable celebration with guests coming in studios, bands, the whole deal, cake, chicken wings, pizza, everything.
All right, bitches. Until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.